listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Like a remote control balloon.
Like, it's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan recruiting.
We got a new listener, Dylan Dapsis. Welcome to the show, bro. Welcome.
That's great. That was well done.
I'm going to
well
give him a growl to welcome him.
All right, we do welcome him. But he hated, well, maybe just, I don't know. He didn't, he didn't want us. He wanted,
he wanted Rome, but he's here now. We've talked to him, and now he's ready to be part of the CBD family.
Just for the record, he said the only reason we're on the air is because of the Browns contract with KNR. That this is just a function of that.
You know what?
There's no other reason for
Sometimes
us to be here.
Sometimes people start at opposite ends of the spectrum, and you come together, and you have a shared moment, and now DD's part of the CBD family, and I love it.
That's great. Well, it is great, and we do give you the proverbial hug for being aboard with us. We love this so much. Hey, we got one. 216-578-0850. Are there any callers?
There are no
like
callers,
us?
But there are a world of tweets.
Lots of tweetage?
Yes.
Right.
Again, Megan, you can tweet at us at Browns_daily. I got to scroll down the timeline here because Dylan Dapsis was all over it here. I'm so glad he's aboard.
We're all glad. It's made our day.
Yes. From Cody at Kofu 11356. Better option, trade picks for Cam Newton, draft a quarterback, or sign Cutler if the Bears don't re-sign him.
I think those are all interesting scenarios. I don't think that they're going to get Cam Newton. I don't think that happens, although he played his best football with Rob Chudzinski over the last, you know, from week 10 on of last year, is the best that he has been as a quarterback in the National Football League. So I wouldn't be opposed to that. I don't see the Carolina doing that. The Jay Cutler one is what is interesting to me because it depends on who they feel that they can get in the draft. Because there could come to a point in the evaluation process, Vic, where they decide we like these two quarterbacks a lot, nobody else, and they are unable to move up to get those quarterbacks. Then, to me, a guy like Jay Cutler becomes somebody to put on the radar screen as a potential signee. I just don't know if it fits to tie up that much money in the quarterback spot, even though it is that important.
Here's my problem with the whole notion of Cutler being here. It's a different offense. What Mark Trestman has utilized in him and tapped into with him is very different from what Norv Turner likes to do, what Rob Chudzinski likes to do. And remember, when Mike Martz ran that Chicago offense, some of the worst of Jay Cutler came out because he was beaten up in a long developing play, deep drop kind of offense. That's essentially what this is. This is
at least
deep
there's
drops.
A little protection and, added and, in this one.
Yeah,
sometimes.
he had. I was just gonna say that loosely, but that would be my issue. And the other while it's brought up the discussion over whether a Kirk Cousins should be brought in here, and I've heard that brought up from time to time. And my issue with that one is now you're talking your ultimate investment. You've got to assess that Kirk Cousins is better than anything in the 2014 draft because effectively that's still a brand-new rookie, even though it's like a demo model car. So you're bringing the demo in, and the demo becomes your car, you hope, for the next many years. Do they have that kind of conviction about him? From what I get, no, but it doesn't mean that I would rule it out. And I know that wasn't the question. But
well, how about this one then?
Yeah.
I love this Twitter handle. At Cyper Bowl. Love that. With a picture of Brian Sipe on the avatar. Any chance Bill Belichick would trade us Ryan Mallett for one of our D linemen since he needs one so badly?
But the mallet, magic mallet pill that I've been hearing about, do you buy that? I don't.
I think it comes back to the fact that back when he was with the NFL Network, Mike Lombardi was a big fan of Ryan Mallett's and thought that he had what it took. I think that's why the connection continues to be made. I'm not sure. I would rather, listen, because of the way that the economics are structured in the National Football League, if there's a rookie that you can draft that you feel is on par with Mallett, you're getting him for four years at that cheap price, whereas Mallett's already been in the league a couple of years. If he plays well, you're going to have to pay him. Will you be happy to pay a quarterback who's delivering in Cleveland? Absolutely. But I think these guys want to scout, and they have the opportunity in the draft to get that person. Yeah.
This isn't a guy. Mallett fits the profile of the guy you're bringing in to be a backup, to be a complement in your quarterbacking situation, which is what why he fits in New England. Here, it's a different story. You make that kind of move. This is for the starter. This is for the job. This team doesn't have a starter right now. So that's
this is for
really
the future of this organization and everybody here's jobs.
Yes, there's a lot at stake here. You got to get
honest.
You get this one right, and jobs sustain all the way through. You get it wrong, and there'll be a lot of new people making decisions here.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably including us.
Yeah.
That happens.
It does.
Well, anyway, it was fun.
It was fun.
I enjoyed
it. Wait, you know what? It started off on such a down note with potential Josh Gordon trade rumors and the, you know, talking about the quarterback situation, but it ended up on a very positive note, Notorious, and I'm
it
happy
did.
About that.
At the end of it all, it turned in. I mean, look at the sky, because the sky got a little grayer. Now it's sunny and it's nice. Yeah, we had fun. Hey, we want to thank Sal Palantonio for being aboard with us. Appreciate that. We want to thank Jameer Howerton. Got to thank Jameer because he did a great job with Fozzie Whitaker, the Fozzie Bear. That was a good.
He's got a great
interview.
Name.
He's got a wonderful name.
Fozzie's a great band,
by
the way.
Keeps playing,
I don't know if you've ever heard it.
If he keeps playing and does something, that name's going to be. Can you imagine the jerseys? The Fozzie jerseys?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. And we want to thank Carly McCord for her great work with us.
Thanks,
as
Carly.
Well. And our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, for his tremendous work on so many things.
But
after further review, that was his idea.
I think that really put the pep in the step of this show.
It puts the pep in the step.
Yep.
It's a wonderful thing. And we'll, by the way, on Friday, we're going to do...
I don't know how... I feel good about
Rick,
that.
You're killing me right now.
No, I love it. I love the enthusiasm.
I just wanted
to give a little preview. Tomorrow, we're going to preview a little more about the Chiefs, and we'll have a writer from the Kansas City Star, one of their columnists, is going to join us, and Dan Fouts, who will be on the call for Sunday's game for CBS Sports. He'll join us on Thursday, the former NFL quarterback. Stay tuned. It is Hooley and Gerard coming up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.